Hello, book besties. Welcome to episode 23 of the Books and Mockers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy, let's talk books.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. How are we?
I'm good. Happy Easter.
Oh, yes, happy Easter.
I know this is going out a week later. Yes, I know this is going out a week later. So this will be a week after Easter, but it is Easter for us today. And yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm looking in your background at the moment. You have officially turned around your Magnolia Parks books.
I have. So on my bookcase, I had them sort of stacked. How did I have it? I had them sort of slanted so you could see all the covers, but it was taking up an entire shelf. And if you've listened to our podcast before, you will know that this is something that stresses me out, is running out of bookcase space. Although I have come up with a solution for that. And yes, I have turned them because I actually got, I don't know if you can see, I got the published cover of Into the Dark, just because I really loved it. So yes, I have turned them. There is now more space on the shelf. Plus, they have the most gorgeous spines. They're just plain colours, but they're quite muted and they're gorgeous. I love looking at them.
We had a conversation, didn't we? They look very high end as far as spines go.
Yeah, they're very sort of classic, oldie worldy. Like the green is something that I would imagine in an old fashioned sort of like library. That sort of green, that sort of quite deep, rich, luxurious sort of feel. And the same with even the Into the Dark spine, it's a sort of goldy cream silk, very, again, just quite opulent looking colour.
Yeah, very old England.
Yes.
Very regal. So, bookish news. Do you have any?
I am reading ACOTAR.
Yay!
So I think I mentioned it last week, on last week's episode, that I was going to start it. I have now started. I'm about 70% through, and I'm absolutely loving it. Now, I know you had said sort of give it a chance because the first 50%, it's a little bit slow. Some people find it a little bit boring. Honestly, I have not felt that at all. I've loved it from the second I've opened the book. I've really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, that's kind of my main update this week, to be honest.
And I had a thought, actually, because I went into ACOTAR in very much on a fantasy kick. And I was looking for that fantasy feel. And the reason why I thought that you wouldn't like it is because the first 50% isn't very action-packed. So I kept saying to you, like, the first 50% is shit. I think that you like it because it's very romance-heavy and you're a romance reader. So I feel like you've connected more to the beginning than you have with the 20% that followed on.
Yeah, quite possibly.
It does take a turn from being quite romance, like, oh, where are they going to go? Where are her and Tamlin going to go? Like, what's going on here? To very much fight for your life fantasy.
Which is where we're sort of heading into now. But now, see, the thing is, with the first half of the book, I felt I could sit and read it quite leisurely with some music on. Now I feel I almost need silence because I really need to focus on the book now. I feel like there's more happening. It's busier. There's more characters being introduced. So there's more going on. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I think going on what I've read so far, I think I'm going to really enjoy the series.
Good. I'm pleased. I do have a good old fantasy instrumental playlist that I can send you. It really gets you in the mood. There's no lyrics, no words to distract you. I will say this. If anyone else has read ACOTAR, guys, it has been so painful listening to her voice notes and her takes on characters. I'm like, oh, dear God, like, just no.
I mean, it's sort of gone fourth wing all over again, where I'm making all these predictions and sweeping statements, and I'm just getting voice notes. I'm getting the voice notes. I'm given a really impassioned sort of, like, this is going to happen and this is what I think. And I just get a voice note back, Em, you're wrong. I'm like, oh, okay. There's everything that's in my head, chuck it out.
It's like, I don't know how you get it so.
You keep saying every book I read that you've read. Every book that I read that you've read, I say, oh, this is what I think is going to happen. This is who I think is going to end up together. I get it wrong every single time. I should learn to stop predicting, but I can't. It's, to be fair, it's one of my favourite things is reading a book that you've read and sending you voice notes with what's going on.
It kills me. It kills me because you get these really strong opinions of characters, and I'm like, oh no.
I know. I know. And the thing is, I fall in love with the wrong people and I hate the wrong people. And yeah, I mean, there's what I obviously I'm not going to give away sort of any spoilers or anything, but there is one character who about 20% in, I said to you, I hate them. I cannot stand this character. I'm never going to like them. And now I'm sort of going, ah, oh, damn, they did something that is now making me sort of soften towards them. I'd say I'm not even going to say what character it is because anybody that hasn't read it, I don't want to give any spoilers away. But you'll know who I'm talking about, or if not, I'll tell you after.
We love that. I caved this week and I
Yeah.
impulse purchased off of Amazon a Kindle stand and remote.
Yay.
It's the best thing I've ever done. Do you know what it was? I was laying there in bed and I was trying to hold the Kindle up and I was like, I can't feel my hands. I have to keep moving my other hand up to tap the pay. I was like, this is just not working for me. So literally it was like a 5 second split decision where I was like, I'm ordering it immediately. And I did, and it came the next day. And I don't know what I was doing before it.
Game changer, right?
It's like a comfort blanket. I sort of just walk around the house with it because I never know when I'm going to need to connect it to something.
This is what I said to you. The second that I got my stand and page turner, I don't know how I read my Kindle before it.
We was in bed the other day and I had it on the headboard, but like in between me and Adam, and he was like, why have you brought this third person into our marriage? Like, what is going on?
It was. The thing is, I cannot say enough good things about getting a stand and a page turner. I think if you have a Kindle, I mean, obviously it's different if you have a Kindle and it's for like if you're using public transport to and from work and use it out and about a lot, because I obviously that it's not probably going to be beneficial for you. But if you are somebody who you Kindle read at home, it is such a game changer. I don't know what I did before it. I mean, having the ability to have your hands free is just, yeah, it's next level.
Yeah, I was out for Easter Sunday yesterday and I brought my Kindle with me and it was like the first time since I ordered the stand that I actually held my Kindle and I was like, oh, this is foreign. This is very new.
Yeah.
I'm actually
You
holding the
do,
Kindle.
yeah, you do get to the stage where if you sit with your Kindle and don't have your stand, it does it. It feels foreign in your hand.
Well, yeah, so that's my exciting. Oh, actually, we have
Oh,
more exciting news.
we do.
We picked up the paperback of Fourth Wing.
We did. Yeah, so massive shout out to the works because we have both managed to secure the paperback version of Fourth Wing. And I have to say, it is beautiful.
It really is. It's matte black. Oh, it's so nice to hold. Although, bone to pick with the works. Please stop sticking the £5 sticker on it. Like a little sign next to the books is sufficient. Because with the matte books, when you take the sticker off, it leaves quite a bit of residue. And it is the most infuriating thing sitting there trying to get this residue off.
Well, yes, because actually, and I know I voice noted you with an absolute meltdown with this when it happened to me last week. I bought the book, took it to the checkout, they put them in the bag, which I forgot to take a bag, so I bought another bag out the works. Now, for anybody that doesn't know, the works don't do the 10 pence bags anymore. You have to buy the pound bags for life, unless you want to walk about town with a stack of books. So I now have, I think, about five or six of these bags from the works. And yeah, so I got home, took out the bag, and found that not only was there the sticker on it, there was also a sticky residue. There'd obviously been another sticker that had been pulled off and a load of residue left. So I had a mini meltdown and thought, right, I'm gonna have to take it back because I can't have this. Then I thought, hang on, let's jump on Reddit and see if anyone else has had this scenario and knows how to fix it. Yes, they did. A little bit of a Google, because the thing I was most concerned about was the fact that it was a matte cover, because I thought I don't want to touch this cover and ruin it. If it had been shiny, it wouldn't have bothered me as much, because I know if you use lemon essential oil, it will take it off. But with the matte cover, I was really quite scared with it. But nail polish remover. So I took a cotton wool ball, tiny bit of nail polish remover, and it came off immediately. and no sticky residue, no damage to the mat cover. Yeah, pro tip, if you have sticky residue, nail polish remover.
Love that. Or if you purchase a second book and it comes with a sticker, I sat there. I mean, your way was probably way quicker, but I literally just sat there using the sticker and dabbing the spot and it
Yes.
pulls the glue off.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a quick fix, probably
Yeah,
don't sit there for 40 minutes doing that.
I would always go for lemon essential oil first, just because I always have it in the house. And I don't, ironically, I don't always have nail polish remover. But for some reason I have at the minute, which was obviously good for this. But as I said, I don't know how the essential oil would work on a matte cover. It's fine on gloss, but I don't know about matte. But yeah, the nail polish remover worked perfectly. The book is in pristine condition, no issues. So yeah, absolutely. But no, the using another sticker works too.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Also, little surprise within the paperback of Fourth Wing, the bonus two chapters from Zayden's POV is at the back, which when I do my reread, I've already decided I'm gonna read it, the two chapters as they're meant to be read within the book.
Yes, because it's chapters 9 and 16. So yeah, I think I'm probably going to do the same. I'm going to do a reread, and when I get to chapter 9, I'll read Violet's POV and then Zayden's POV, and the same with chapter 16, which I suppose brings us really nicely onto, I suppose, probably the news of the year. Yeah, Miss Rebecca Yarros was on Good Morning America last week and has announced the third installment of the Empyrean series. So we have Onyx Storm, which is releasing 21st of January 2025.
It's the 2025 that froze me a little bit. I know that it's under a year. Rationally, I know that, but you said it the other day and it hit me and you was like, we have to go for another Christmas period, not knowing what's going on. And oh my goodness.
Yeah, the thing is, I really did expect a December release date, because we had Iron Flame in November, and I gave her a year and a month, and thought, you know, I reckon she's gonna go to December. I thought this the beginning of December. I know December 4th had been sort of thrown about a little bit, and I think I was holding on to that more than I realized. And yeah, when I saw the January date, yeah, part of me was really devastated.
I had plans. Like, I was going to purchase book three, which we now know is going to be called Onyx Storm. And it was going to be like my little Christmas gift. And I was so looking forward to reading it over the Christmas period. I feel robbed. Thankfully, it's not further into 2025 because I think I would have written to her.
Gosh, could you imagine if she'd said, oh, it's going to be like March or April or something?
Absolutely not. Do
That would
something about
not
that.
have gone down well with us. But yeah, so I know we're not going to spend masses of time on this, because we are going to have a dedicated episode to Onyx Storm, and we're going to talk about our theories and our predictions. But yeah, I tell you one thing that's been really interesting though is seeing everything that's coming out on socials about it, and people having their sort of interpretations of the name, and what they're thinking, the hidden meaning behind it is. And yeah, I mean, it is exciting.
I absolutely love the way that people have interpreted the name. We're going to obviously get into theories and stuff, but it's really interesting to see everyone's take on where they think this is going to go just based on the name. And some of the theories have been getting wild. I've sent you screenshots of some of the theories, and I'm like, I will never be okay if this is actually what is going to happen.
I mean, I'm so looking forward to our theories episode, which we are going to have in the next few weeks. I'm also slightly nervous for it, because you have some very, very strong opinions. But yeah, I mean, I think that the main thing that I've seen coming out of it, and I think it makes a lot of sense, is that in the books, Zayden's eyes are always referred to as Onyx, which obviously Onyx Storm, and we know that Violet's signet is lightning, which again storm. So you know, there's a few things coming out, but it's been interesting watching socials on it.
Yeah, 100%. And I took it completely the other way. In my
Okay.
mind, they're working together because obviously her signet is the storm, but his signet is the shadows and they're black,
Yeah.
which Onyx, and I thought they're going to be together battling and it's going to be a storm. for the enemy, which I want
And
to
I
go in
want,
my heart, I'm sticking to that.
yeah, I mean, I love that theory and I want that theory to happen because the thought of them being on opposite sides and fighting against one another is just, it doesn't even bear thinking about. And then, I mean, some of the other things that are coming out, I'm sorry, for me, they're just not options.
No.
I mean, you know, talking about enemies to lovers with different characters, absolutely not. That, you know, it just cannot happen. But yeah, I'm excited to do our episode, but I just want the book so badly. And I think to have to wait 10 months, it's like a form of torture.
Yeah, well, not to sound dramatic, but it is. And usually it's me that sounds that dramatic.
Yeah, but no, it is. It definitely is because I think it's so highly anticipated, and the book, it's what I love and hate about what she does with these books,
Yeah.
is that the endings are so strong, but they are such massive open can of worms at the end that just, it's, I'm so desperate to know what happens next that just having to wait for 10 months is just, so hard.
So hard, and we're gonna have to sit through all of these theories. And oh, my fear is that she's gonna see a theory and go with it because she's still in the middle of writing it. And I fear that she's gonna see something and think, oh, actually, that's quite good.
Yeah, and part of me wonders, is she giving us these 10 months? Is that part of it? Does she want to see how the fandom's going to react? Because she knows from Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, her fans or the fans of the series go bananas. So it's part of, you know, is this part of her plan, is to see how people react and maybe get some, not maybe ideas, because I'm sure that she, I mean, she has said that she has the entire series in her head. She had, you know, she has an idea of how it's going to play out, but is she looking for those little nuggets of, oh, well, this is what I'm thinking, how are people going to react to that? So yeah, I mean, it's interesting, it's exciting, but it's in equal parts just frustrating that we have so long to wait.
Yeah, and I guess that our only comfort can be that everyone's theories from last time were not correct. So who's to say that will any of these theories will
Absolutely. The thing is, it could go the other way in that she sees a theory that she realizes by the way that people are responding to it, she doesn't want to put that in the book. So it may alter her in a better way for the fans. I think she must in her head know that everybody is rooting for Violet and Zayden to be Endgame. But then we do have three more books. So, and I know this is something we spoke about in previous, we've done a previous episode on Fourth Wing and Iron Wing and Iron Flame theories. And we did talk about, you know, the possibility that they will both have other love interests throughout the rest of the series. And I think it's just going to be really interesting to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, and yeah, I yeah.
There's nothing else to say. I mean, as I say, we will do a full episode on the theories and the predictions, but really, yeah, just, I mean, that's the thing, these are still quite initial reactions from us because it was only a few days ago. And I think with an announcement as big as this and for something that's so highly anticipated, I think you do need a few days to process
100%.
because there's so many factors that come into play with it.
Yeah,
She plays
100%.
with your emotions.
Well, yeah, and she doesn't care about our feelings. We've seen that time and time again. So
Absolutely not.
this is going to be an emotional ride, I think.
Yeah.
But speaking of, release date disappointment,
Yes.
Hannah Grace has hit us with quite a bomb.
She has. This came as a real shock, actually.
So we initially thought, and we spoke about it repeatedly, that we thought that the release date for Daydream was going to be the 4th of June. Oh, no. Miss Grace has come out and said that it's actually going to be August. What is the exact date?
August 27th, so right
See,
at the back end of the month.
not even the beginning. Like, we're looking at basically autumn. Was meant to be a summer
Yes.
book, is going to be an autumn. I'm honestly disappointment.
Yeah, this was a big shock actually when I saw she had posted it on her Instagram during the week, and there was a lot of confusion, and she did actually put a comment on saying the 4th of June was always a holding date until we got the final release date set. That was never made clear. And I think that's where a lot of people's frustration seems to be coming from. is that it was never sort of advertised as this might not be the definitive release date. I'm sure it was in some small print T&Cs somewhere. But yeah, I mean, it is disappointing. We had a bit of a countdown on for Daydream, actually. So yeah, for that to be pushed back to essentially, well, I mean, it'll be more than 2 months. It's, you know, we're closing on 3 months later than we were expecting it. And yeah, it was a little bit of a slap
Shock.
in the face. Shock. Yeah, bit of a shock.
Yeah, I've just gone into her post where she done the cover reveal for Daydream because I wanted to check the caption just to see if she said anything about the release.
Yeah.
And she does.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah. So she says, as of right now, this book doesn't have a release date other than sometime in the summer 2024. I know everywhere says that the 4th of June, but that's just a holding date. And when I have not 100% not going to change the date, I'll post about it. So
So I'm going to take back what I said. I think I had gone and checked on Amazon, which
yeah.
had it looked like a definitive date. So yeah, I've missed that post. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, these things happen. I understand, you know, it's not a black and white process when you're publishing books, you know, when you're writing books and then you have to proof them. Yeah, I know it's a long process. It's just, I think we maybe should have checked in on this before we got so excited about the 4th of June. But
But to be
you
fair, Goodreads said it as well. And usually,
know,
Goodreads is quite accurate for release dates. So, not our fault. Also, no one can see this, but I'm holding it up. It's a long, like she's really gone to town the post here. And it's right at the bottom. Maybe put that at the top. Not trying to make an enemy of Hannah Grace, because I would love to get an arc.
But no, I do think it's still a hugely anticipated read for us. We are still really excited. It's frustrating we have to wait a little bit longer, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And you know, when it comes, and we'll be grateful for it because it's Henry's story, 400 pages worth of Henry's story. And actually, let's all try and see the bright side here. We can get cozy. If you wait until September to read it, you can get cozy, you can get a blanket, a hot drink. It's the academic year, so it's going to be a cozier read because we're going to touch on Christmas, I'm sure. So maybe that's where she's going with this because it is during the academic year, so we know that we will see a Christmas section more than likely. So maybe that's where she's going with the release. Would make sense for Wildfire to come out in the summer, maybe makes more sense for Daydream to come out in autumn, winter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're probably just suffering a little bit more from it because it is Henry's story. I think if this was another side character story, we may not be as devastated. But we both love Henry so much that it's, you know, we just want his story. We want to see his happily ever after.
Yeah, the obsession with Henry knows no bounds, truly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the fact that the female lead is plus size, as we can tell by the cover, she's a curvy lady. And I knew Henry was there for our curvy women. I knew it.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so I think that is it from us this week.
I think a bit of a shorter episode, but yeah, I think there were just a few things that needed our main focus, and we've done that.
So as always, if you like the episode, please do not forget to hit the follow button on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget to come and join us on Instagram and TikTok at Books and Mockers Pod. I hope you have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Yep, speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.